If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Saturday edition of Football 24/7, recapping the Eagles' 13th day of practice here on August 17th. Eagles just wrapped up. Joined now by John McMullen, who is live from the NovaCare complex. Johnny Mac, how you doing on this Saturday afternoon?
Doing well. A little bit of rain today, so yeah. That caught me by surprise. Not rookie mistake, not checking the weather, but it wasn't bad. Little bit of a slick day from the standpoint. I think the offense struggled, but I think the offense struggled more because of the super aggression of the Eagles defense. They were blitzing all over the place. The Eagles fans would have loved today's practice if they got to see it.
Seems to be a theme here developing, John, with that defense and the blitz, and you saw it in the preseason game. Is Vic Fangio changing his ways, John McMullen? I don't think that's likely, but any truth to the rumor he might be a blitz-happy DC this year?
Yeah, I don't. If you watch today's practice, you might get that feeling. I don't think that's going to be the case. Vic's going to talk tomorrow before practice, so he'll certainly get asked about it. I get the feeling this was more about helping the offense. It was a yellow practice. It was not a green practice, which is kind of like full on. And I think they were trying to give the offense looks at blitzes because that's been a big talking point for the offense and handling that better, obviously coming off last season. So, yeah, they had cat blitzes. That's a corner blitz that. Obviously, Devin White did a nice job with his opportunities with the blitz, and they were blowing up some plays. I would say if the idea was for the offense to get a little bit more comfortable with the blitz, it didn't work today. I'll tell you that. What's been a strength, the check downs to the running backs, the swing passes to the running backs, that sort of evaporated. They got blown up on a couple screens twice. A swing pass to Saquon Barkley went nowhere. Tough day for the offense.
Is this the first day officially that you would say the defense has won the day?
This is the, yeah, we were talking about that a little bit. I think there was a couple of days where it was even and he could have argued back and forth, but this is the first day where you could say emphatically
right,
the defense was the winner, so to speak.
Good stuff.
I would put quotations on that.
Good stuff. Defense gets on the board. A blitz heavy day. Seems like a good day down at practice. John, before we dive into the offense and the defense, I'll get your breakdowns on the players that stood out to you today. Some of the updates on the key guys everybody's waiting to hear about. But what's the injury report? What was the injuries today? Who was in? Who was out? Anybody big returning? What's the update on that front?
Yeah, big day for injuries and the standpoint of that. I think that game and was a little bit more physical than people realized. Joe Nata, who had a big game, he was out of practice from that game. EJ Jenkins, who had a big game, people may have noticed on the broadcast that he got hurt, and he had to sit out today. Certain guys back. Chauncey was back in a limited fashion. Oren Burks was back for the first time since day one of practice, but in a limited fashion. Paris Campbell was back in a limited fashion. Obviously, Cooper DeJean made it back for the Tuesday practice in Foxborough, but he was in team drills today. He was listed as limited, but he was in team drills today, already the second team slot corner. I think he's going to ramp up quickly, man. That's why I said – you know, I think he's going to get first team reps there sooner rather than later. And that's my bold prediction of the day. September 6th, it's going to be Quinyon Mitchell outside, Cooper DeJean inside. You never know if there's a setback from an injury standpoint, but they are ramping him up very, very quickly. And I think that's probably the biggest positive is that Cooper DeJean is out there and it's pretty clear already that he's going to be a meaningful part of this defense as long as he can stay healthy. So that was the positive part. I mean, they had to waive Mekhi Gardner. He got waived injured. So when he does clear waivers, he'll go to injured reserve. And they put Tyler Hall on IR. They just put him on IR. They had some open roster spots. They brought back Gottlieb Ayidze. If everybody follows me on Twitter, at JF McMullen, they worked him out yesterday, and it was clear, I kind of pointed out, it was clear that they need a body there for the third preseason game because Tyler Steen is back on the injury list with the ankle. Matt Hennessy is now on the injury list with a back. So that game in New England was pretty physical and some bumps and bruises coming out of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good to hear, though, John, about Cooper DeJean back out there. John, I speculated at least in the week. I'm like, look, with Vic Fangio, the way he ramps up some of these guys, if Cooper looks at all good, he might be ready to go week one. How did he look out there today?
Yeah, he looked great. And he was also taking punt return reps, backup punt return reps.
Wow, showing that versatility early.
Yeah, he Nick Sirianni was asked before practice about potential safety snaps for Cooper DeJean because they have so many injury issues there as well. At least CJ again got back in a limited fashion, but he said basically too soon to tell on that, but at some point he's going to get on the field if he's healthy. He's just a good player. That's not to say, same thing I say with Quinyon Mitchell, it's not to say there's not going to be hiccups and he's not going to get beaten. I think people are unrealistic when it comes to NFL defensive backs. There's going to be plenty of hiccups, but he's a really, really gifted player.
Yeah, good to hear on Cooper DeJean. John, seems like we talked about it already at the jump. It was a defensive day. Outside of Cooper DeJean, who stood out to you on the defensive side of the ball? Any players make a splash play? I saw our buddy Andrew Checo, one of the best from Inside the Birds, Eagles beat reporter, said Bryce Huff had another good day of practice today. His streak continues. What did you see from the defense today, John and Mary?
Well, I think, you know, Andrew and I were next to each other when they were doing one-on-ones with offensive, defensive linemen, and Bryce had a really good couple reps against Jordan Mailata. So I think you're starting to see him gaining confidence in what he's doing. And, yeah, he's, you know, I've been pretty consistent. I'm not too concerned about Bryce Huff. He's going to be trouble as a pass rusher, I think, as a whole. And yeah, I think when he started to settle down a little bit and he played really well early against New England, and that probably gave him a little jolt of confidence, and all of a sudden he's out there beating Jordan Mailata. So that's how quickly things can turn around. If you're playing with that kind of mentality, and he seems to have gotten his mojo back, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, it does kind of play in, John. You talk about that a lot, how confidence can go a long way with a player. And it seems like if Bryce Huff finds a little bit of that mojo, now he's, like you said, getting around Jordan Mailata. Good stuff on that. Hopefully he can continue to find it, continue to ramp up, and he'll be a big impact this year. Johnny Mack, how about the linebackers today? That's one of the key positions everybody has been following closely. What'd you see from the linebackers today?
Yeah, well, big blitzing day, and you know, that's what Devin White probably does better than anything else. So, you know, he was creating a little bit of havoc coming from that standpoint. Still some problems in coverage with the linebackers pretty consistently when the Eagles are able to get them in space, it turns into an issue. But, you know, I think that's what you're going to have with this group of linebackers. They're pretty good going forward. They're pretty good going downhill. But if they're caught in space, you're going to start to have some issues. But Devin, yeah, that's the strength of his game, is blitzing, going straight ahead. And that's what they were doing today. So he looked pretty good. Nakobe, a lot of Nakobe talk coming off the game because he played so well in New England. He keeps showing up as well. They again started with the default setting of Devin White and Zach Bond, but then, you know, Nakobe got some work with Zach Bond. He got some work with Devin White. So, you know, I'm starting to think maybe Vic will rotate these linebackers. Linebackers aren't typically a rotational position. But, you know, he is out of the box at times. He will look at things unconventionally. And, you know, maybe he's got the same thought process that I have, in that, you know, these linebackers are all kind of the same from a production standpoint. Now, I think Nakobe's a little bit better than the rest of the group, but then the rest of the group is pretty even. So if you can rotate it and get different guys snaps, maybe that's what he's thinking.
Yeah, we'll see what they end up doing there. Good to hear Nakobe Dean continues to have, you know, good practices. Also, I think it's good to hear something from Devin White. I mean, I know he's a blitz, you know, that's where he thrives, in that athletic role, but I don't know, with Vic Fangio blitzing, maybe there's a role for that this year, Johnny Mack.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to talk to Vic tomorrow. He's probably, obviously, he's not going to give us up his strategy, but it's always just, I mean, you're trying to accomplish different things in practice. Nick Sirianni talked about it today. He added a tackling drill because they missed a few more tackles in New England, and he was talking about a kickoff return drill as well because they gave up a big return against the Patriots. So, you know, that's a rare instance where he sort of let people into what he's trying to work on during a particular day. He typically doesn't do that.
Right.
And, you know, I think, you know, it's – I wish I knew whether, you know, to me it seemed like more like they were trying to help the offense with the blitz looks, and it was about trying to get them used, because everybody knows it's coming after what happened at the end of last season. Everybody knows opposition is going to blitz the Eagles until they prove they can handle it. And I think it was about helping the offense more than the defense, you know, trying to prepare themselves to blitz like they're Wink Martindale. I mean, I just don't see Vic doing that. But we'll get a chance to talk to him, and we'll get a chance to talk to Kellen more on Monday. And maybe they explain it a little bit, but it was out of character, to say the least, for the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, good stuff there. John, who spoke today? Was it Nick Sirianni before practice, right?
Yes.
Anything notable from Nick today?
Well, as I said, he was a little bit more open about, you know, fixing some of the things he thought were an issue in the preseason game, specifically some missed tackles, specifically mentioned the kickoff return that they gave up. As far as you know, the backup quarterback controversy, no, nothing more from that standpoint other than, you know, I would say, you know, Tanner McKee handled the blitz better than Kenny Pickett, so that's going to continue to be a narrative as long as Kenny keeps having.
That was today, you mean? Tanner McKee handled it better today?
Yeah. They both didn't handle it great, but Tanner handled it a little bit better. He didn't have the best day either. Kenny didn't have a good day. Tanner was a little bit inaccurate probably because of that blitz coming at him. But he seemed to get the football out quicker from that standpoint. So it wasn't great for either. But, you know, as long as people think Tanner's playing better, it's going to keep coming up. Although in the Eagles' minds, I think, you know, it's pretty concrete that Kenny's going to be the backup and Tanner's going to be the third string quarterback, and they like both. They think they have a better than average backup quarterback, and they think they have a better than average third string quarterback.
You think any of that, John, has to do with just maintaining the value of Kenny Pickett? And you know, if you drop him to your third string quarterback, you're definitely not getting anything for him in a trade. I'm not saying they're trying to go trade him, but from that standpoint,
this team values backup quarterbacks too much to. I mean, they're not. I the whole assumption there is that Will Greer would be the third string quarterback, and they don't want that. They don't want that. So, yeah, they want three quarterbacks. You see it every year in the NFL. Now, there's a lot of bad luck scenarios to particular teams. And you never want, we all know you never want to lose your starting quarterback, but there's some teams that lose their starter and they lose their backup and they're down to the third string quarterback and they have absolutely no chance, nothing. You know, you look at the Giants last year with Tommy DeVito. It was a good story for about 15 seconds with Tommy Cutlets, but they were a bad football team when he was out there. You don't want to be in that position. The Eagles don't want to be in that position. They value both, and they value backup quarterbacks more than most. And
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
They're not going to go into a season with a third quarterback that they do not like if they don't have to. Sometimes you can't get one.
Right.
There's not a lot of quarterbacks on the planet that can play the game. But they think that both Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee, if forced to play, would provide competency at least. And they're not going to trade either of them.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. Let's move into the offense today. First day that they've, as you mentioned, emphatically lost, at least not debatable. Maybe they lost another game, but at least, or another practice, but at least those were close. Offense lose out today. What stood out to you from the offensive side of the ball today?
Well, there were still some moments. It wasn't like it was a disastrous performance. They just struggled with the blitz. You know, anytime the intermediate stuff with A.J. Brown, the Eagles defense can't stop it. They just can't. They
add them to the list of defenses that are going to have a hard time stopping that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you hope the Eagles keep going to it, because it's been taking candy from a baby. It's too easy. And there was some other stuff. Probably Jalen Hurts' best throw was probably a layered sort of pass with in zone coverage with, I think it was Rodgers, was underneath, and James Bradbury might have been over the top at safety. It was to AJ about 20 yards down the field. So it was a nice sort of touch pass. That was the nicest pass of the day as far as I was concerned. But there's some other stuff. They had a red zone period where Kenny Gainwell got loose over the middle for a touchdown. So there's always nice throws. CJ Uzama showed up a little bit today for the first time. Made a nice catch that was put over his wrong shoulder, and he managed to corral it and bring it in. So there's always moments. But they really struggled with the blitz, and about the only thing that worked was the quick slant to AJ.
Well, how much did they struggle at the blitz, John? Like, enough for you to be like, oh, this is still a concern coming into the year, or not really a sound the alarm type of thing, just the defense got the better of them?
Yeah, I'm not going to sound the alarm. But
no, but how much of a concern coming into the year, knowing that was one of Jalen's you know, struggles last year, really the whole offense.
I don't think it was the quarterback as much as just like they tried two screens, which, you know, the defense snuffed out for would have been tackles for losses. You know, that's not the quarterback. That's a call. You know, that's a screen right. You're trying to set up, and, you know, offensive linemen aren't holding up. Guys aren't getting their blocks. And it was Saquon both times, and he got caught behind the line of scrimmage. It's not even his fault. I mean, you're caught behind the line of scrimmage, you're pretty much cooked. And then a swing pass went nowhere as well. So a lot of the check down stuff didn't work today.
Anything with Saquon?
Well, yeah, I mean, the two screen passes I mentioned were both to Saquon, and they both didn't work. But again, it's not his fault. It was more of the blocking didn't hold up. He was caught behind the line of scrimmage, and the swing pass was to Saquon, which didn't go anywhere. So nothing of note, but they were struggling with the checkdowns, really, and really only the successful. They had a really bad wide receiver screen, Kenny Pickett to Anais Smith, and it had more to do with Kenny than Anais. He just threw it behind him, so it, you know, it's tough to say. From my angle, I was behind the play, so it looked like a lateral because Anais had to come back 3 yards for it. So the quick stuff was not working, and the only thing that did work was the AJ stuff, and that would be, you know, the quick slant. And that's what the Eagles need to get better at. All right, they're coming from this side. Let's throw right behind the blitzer, and get those quick hot routes and quick throws. So I would say the check down, the quick stuff, that was not working. Some of the intermediate stuff was working a little bit better.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. I'm going to get out of here pretty quickly. Any other things worth mentioning today about day 13, John? Practice number 13. We're moving right along here. August 17th, everybody. Anything else, John, that stuck out at practice today worth mentioning to the fans?
Yeah, a little bit. The injury stuff is a little bit concerning because you're losing some bodies. You know, guys, not that Mekhi Gardner was going to make the team, but, you know, you got this third preseason game coming up. Right. He was a practice squad kind of. Tyler Hall's on injured reserve. You know, we talk about him as maybe a sneaky candidate to make the team. He's now out of the mix. You have offensive lineman Tyler Steen's hurt again. He's not able to practice. Matt Hennessy's now hurt. He's not able to practice. The Eagles waived Gottlieb Aiyedze on July 25th, and he's back because they need a body on the offensive line. And guys who played well in New England. We talked, you know, Joseph Nada was tremendous, and he's hurt now. And E.J. Jenkins was tremendous, and people were talking, well, could he maybe push for the tight end 3 job? Well, now he's hurt, and we don't know how quickly he's going to get back to the field yet. So, yeah, that game was a little bit sneaky as far as the injury.
Took its toll.
Yeah, it did take its toll.
Yeah, and Johnny Mack, you mentioned a lot that this game, a lot of it comes down to the war of attrition. So we will be monitoring the injuries closely here as camp progresses. Hopefully the Eagles can rein it in a little bit and everybody can stay healthy. John, a couple super chats. One super chat there I want to get to, and then we'll wrap up. I want to thank everybody for being here on this Saturday afternoon. I know this is not normally a showtime for us, but when the Eagles are at practice, we are here to give you a report. That's our promise to you. So thanks, everybody, for being in here. Crowley, Twiz, Paul, Dustin, Seth, Kirsten. What's up, Kirsten? Appreciate all you guys for being here. Make sure you guys hit that like button. John, let's go to the super chat here from our man, Seth Shipley. Seth, thanks for being here, brother. Seth says, who is your favorite so far at running back number 4 if the Eagles keep 4? Also, is Covey getting any major looks yet at receiver number 3? Let's start with the running backs for Seth. John. You think they'll keep four? And if they do, who do you think fighting for that?
I don't think they'll keep four. I think they're only going to keep three on the initial 53, and then they'll keep another on the practice squad. So it's basically locked down to Saquon, Kenny Gainwell, Will Shipley are going to be your three running backs on the 53. And then as far as the practice squad, you have Lou Nichols, you have Ty Davis-Price, and you have Kendall Milton. And they've been all shown a little bit of they all played well in Baltimore. And I think, you know, Nick was really excited about Lou Nichols, but I don't think Nick was able to follow, Lou was able to follow that up. I think Ty Davis-Price has looked the best as a runner consistently, but he really struggles when it comes to pass catching, bunch of drops in training camp. And then Kendall Milton, who's the undrafted kid out of Georgia, bigger back, and that's something the Eagles don't have with their top three. So I joke that if it were up to Nick, it's probably Lou Nichols. If we're up to Howie, and it is up to Howie, I think it might be Kendall Milton. Yeah. And this is all for the practice squad.
Yeah, right.
Not the 53. And Ty better, you know, maybe Dom can jump in and be Ty's guy. But they've all shown some signs, and I do think the Eagles need that bigger back, and they're all in that mold. So one of them will be here, maybe even two, because you have 16, but on the practice squad. But I do not think they're threatening to make the 53.
Yeah, a lot of backs in that room too. So we'll see what happens there, John. And then the second part of Seth's question, Seth, again, thanks for the super chat, man. Also, is Covey getting any major looks yet at wide receiver three? Any update on that position today, John?
Oh yeah, he's taking a ton of reps. At wide receiver three, when Paris Campbell was out. Now Paris is back finally from a groin injury. He's listed as limited, but he did work in some team drills. Covey's still getting reps. I would say it was a tough day for the offense if you listen, but not a lot of passing highlights other than A.J. Brown. So nothing stood out today. But remember, Britton's healthy, and they know what Britton is. And all of a sudden, Johnny Wilson's out with a concussion. You know, Paris just got back from a groin. Now Joseph Knott is out with an ankle injury. So there's some attrition going on at that wide receiver spot. And Britton's going to be here. It's just a matter of how much. They're going to use him, and they seem to be thinking of a piecemeal approach, and that would mean when they want a traditional slot receiver, it might be Britton. When they want a red zone threat, it might be Johnny Wilson. When they want somebody to maybe make something out of nothing on a wide receiver screen, it might be Paris Campbell. They might piecemeal it, but I do say, if there's one position Howie is likely to go outside the organization for, it's probably wide receiver. But I don't think it's as much about the third spot in 11 personnel as it is defining a backup for AJ and Devontae.
Yeah, we'll see what
got more to do about that.
Yeah, so and you've continued to say that, been consistent on it. So we'll see what they end up doing there. John, we just had a commenter check in for the first time in the show. Did they make open a roster spot today? Did something happen on roster movement that we need to address?
Yeah, I mentioned that.
I thought you mentioned that at the open.
They had to put Tyler Hall on injured reserve. They had to they waived Mekhi Gardner, with an injury designation, and they brought back Gottlieb Aiyedze, who was one of their original undrafted free agents. Right. They waived him earlier. They brought him back. So they do have one extra spot right now.
Could that mean a move is coming?
Yeah, I mean, they'll fill it. Yeah. It doesn't mean a significant move is coming. Right. Yeah. They get that. It just means, you know, there's churn. They got to find people to play the game on.
I know. I think it might be more about that, especially with some of the injuries you laid out.
Yeah. So that's, unfortunately, it's an ugly part of the league I talk about all the time. And you're going to see a lot of guys who are, you know, not going to be here playing major snaps against Minnesota. And the same thing for the Vikings on during Saturday's game.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. Thanks for the recap today. Sean Mims checks in with a $5 super chat. The offense needs game reps. Well, Sean, you're gonna have to wait till September 6th for that one. Yeah, you're gonna have to wait for the regular season. Johnny Mac, thanks for joining, man. We appreciate your work. John McMullen, live from the NovaCare Complex right now, does great work covering this team, and we appreciate him for being here with us on Jacob. Johnny Mac, good stuff, man. Get home safe today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, Johnny Mac. There's Johnny Mac joining us on Football 24/7 on this Saturday edition. Good stuff from Johnny Mac there. Good update on the practice today. I think it's a solid thing, right, that the defense got a win today, a decided win for the defense. However, I'm blanking on the word I should be using there. But good stuff that the defense got a win finally. You know, obviously some optimistic stuff. Vic Fangio blitzing. I don't know what you guys make of that. He blitzed in the game a lot. He blitzed in the joint practice. Now he's blitzing here. I wonder if it's going to be a part of it. John said it might be more have more to do with helping out that offense, which is obviously one of the things the offense has to get better at. So we'll monitor all that. We're going to have a good show tomorrow. We'll do one of these again tomorrow, probably around the same time, 2 o'clock, depending on when they wrap up practice. And then we'll be back Monday for a full week of content. As we always are for you guys. Can't thank everybody enough, by the way, in the chat. Kirsten, you've been great. Appreciate you for being here. Paul Mancini, great comments as always. Our man, Mad Bird, thanks for being a channel member, Mad Bird. Appreciate you being here, brother. Cheese, Sean Mims, thank you for the super chat, brother. I appreciate it, and I agree with you, by the way, but I don't think it's going to happen. Seth, thank you for being here, man. I appreciate your super chat as well. So good stuff, everybody. Defense gets a win. That's the takeaway from the practice today. Darn, I forgot to ask John his player of the practice. So I'll have to get him to give me his player of the practice for both days tomorrow. We'll do that on tomorrow's show. Remind me in the chat if you're in there. Michael says, love you, Xander. Michael, I love you too, man. Appreciate you being here and supporting the channel as always. Kevin says, your voice is back. Yeah, it's a little back, Kevin. I don't like to ever submit and say I was sick. I wasn't really sick, Kevin. I had the sniffles. I was working through it, all right, brother? But now I'm feeling better, so good stuff. I appreciate you being here. Kevin Crowley, appreciate you, man. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you guys tomorrow on our show, and then back on Monday we'll be live. I think Monday night is a late Birds 365, so I'll be live in the morning at 8 a.m., but it probably won't be a full show in the morning, just to give you that programming update. So look for the nightcap edition of Birds 365 on Monday, but nonetheless, a full week of content. We'll be live morning, noon, and night, baby, as we always are here on Jacob Sports. So appreciate all you guys. I will catch you next time tomorrow on Football 24/7. Thanks, everybody. Hit that like button on your way out.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.